From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Harvey has halted and is flooding the Texas coast. Tropical storm Harvey spun deeper into Texas and unloaded extraordinary amounts of rain Saturday after the once fearsome hurricane crashed into vulnerable homes and businesses along the coastline in a blow that killed at least two people and injured up to 14. And the rain is not stopping. VOA's Celia Mendoza reports from Houston.
We know that at least for the past 7 hours, we have seen nonstop rain in the city of Houston, which has generated at least over 22 inches of rain. And that could go even higher as the hours go by and the meteorologists are forecasting at least 7 more hours to 8 hours of a straight rain. And this is Tropical Storm Harvey that is based on top of Houston. The issues that Harvey is generating will stay in this area for the next 3 to 4 days, and that creates even more difficulties for authorities to be able to rescue people and to reestablish electricity, especially in the city of Houston, where at least 55,000, according to official data, are without power as of right now. I'm Celia Mendoza from VOA News from Houston, Texas.
Authorities say rescue attempts continue in Houston for those stranded inside flooded homes and submerged vehicles in the wake of Harvey. Meanwhile, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner continued urging residents via Twitter to shelter in place and stay off rain-swollen highways. This is VOA News. The Iraq military says it has fully liberated Tal Afar's town center from the Islamic State group. Pockets of resistance remain, but the announcement brings Iraqi forces a step closer to taking full control of one of the extremists' last strongholds in Iraq. Sunday's statement says troops have captured all of the town's neighborhoods, but are heading to Al-Ayadiya district, about 10 kilometers northwest of Tal Afar, to pursue a group of militants who fled. Last Sunday, U.S.-backed Iraqi troops launched a multi-pronged operation to retake Tal Afar a month after declaring Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, fully liberated. Tal Afar is about 150 kilometers from Syria's border. Supporters of an Indian guru ended a tense standoff with soldiers Sunday after the Godman was convicted of rape. But authorities are bracing for more trouble on the eve of his sentencing after rioting by devotees left 36 people dead. Thousands of followers of Ram Ramin Singh had congregated in the spiritual headquarters of his sect in the northern state of Haryana over the weekend and refused to leave, despite calls from police and troops to have them disperse. Singh's loyalists had gone on a rampage in many other parts of the state after the court decision on Friday. A curfew imposed in Sirsa, where soldiers patrolled empty streets, was briefly lifted Sunday morning to allow Singh's followers to leave the headquarters as spiritual anthems blared from megaphones. Bangladesh has detained and forcibly returned 90 Rohingya migrants to Myanmar. That just hours after troops from Myanmar on the other side of the border had opened fire on people fleeing the country. Police intercepted a group of 70 Rohingya late Saturday after they crossed the zero-line border zone where Myanmar soldiers earlier fired mortars and machine guns at villagers making the dangerous dash from the northern state of Rakhine into Bangladesh. Lieutenant Colonel Mansurul Hasan Khan is the commanding officer of the Bangladesh Border Guard.
This morning, we have heard a huge number of firing on the other side of the border, including explosion. What I think that's the reason this morning Rohingyas again came down to this side in numbers. They crossed their fences inside Myanmar border and they came near to the zero line. Right now, all of them are waiting in the zero line. They are looking scared. Looks like they are running out of the fear of their life. So that is the situation at the moment in my area.
Thousands of Rohingya have fled toward Bangladesh, but authorities there have refused to let most of them in, with an untold number of people, mainly women and children, stranded along the border. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.